just going to say it because I'm pretty sure everyone in this room is saying it in their heads. This is a pretty incredible moment. Brad Pitt and Shah Rukh Khan, two of the biggest global superstars. Gentlemen, this is a very special moment.
All right. Yeah. Good on you.
Brad, this is not your first time to India, is it?
No, we actually shot A Mighty Heart here. So we were here for a few months and got to explore a lot of the country. And it was a fantastic experience. Good to be back here now.
There are locals in Pune who got used to seeing you on the bike and you waving out to them.
Yeah, it was good. I got to scoot around on an old Royal Enfield and put a helmet on and just get out amongst the masses. It was really nice.
You know, it's interesting. Both of you actually started your movie careers around the same time. Brad, Thelma and Louise, your big breakout hit released in 1991, and that led to this exciting, long career. Shah Rukh, Deewana, which was your first film, big runaway success, released in 1992. What's the secret to staying relevant, successful, and influential for 25 years?
Whew, you want to take that one?
No,
I have no idea.
I
would say luck. I'd say a little bit of luck, but I also trying to reinvent, you know, constantly trying to look for something new, something different, and I, you know, fortunately, I guess we were able to survive our mistakes along the way, and I think just staying relative.
Yeah, mainly that. I think, you know, to be able to survive your mistakes, and mistakes were normally things which are very close to your heart, you know, and if they went wrong somewhere down the line, the only thing that keeps you going is the fact that you're still surviving. And you try and do it as often as you can, as much as possible. And I think he more than me would tell you that, you know, to be such a successful star around the world, there are a lot more expectations from you. And you need to keep it very simple then. You don't need to be trying to work for those expectations or keep on doing the stuff that people expect of you. You keep on doing what started you off, which is being relevant, being novel, trying to, you know, kind of reinvent yourself, and the simple things which made you want to be an actor in the first place.
You know, you both have enormous success, but also enormous pressure. How do you balance, or how do you really combine artistic integrity with commercial success? Because that's a huge pressure on both of you, I'd imagine.
I say you just have to make sure you get time for yourself, time for your friends, time for your family, and let the next idea percolate. It's not so difficult to achieve a balance. I'm able to compartmentalize pretty well the private life and the public life. How about you?
I do that too completely. I mean, as far as work is concerned, I think what he says is the actually the crux of it. You know, if you can be leading your public life, which is on sets also, invariably. I think if you can protect it in terms of that from your private life and your private life from the public life, I think when you go back home and you're leading the regular stuff that you're supposed to do, in whatever form, with family, friends, I think it just keeps you kind of grounded, you know. Like my kids, I mean, more often than not, don't like my films.
That's nice.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's nice.
Yeah.
You know, they really, "Whoa, this one was so boring, Papa." So, you know, it's like, it's not the biggest thing in the house, Papa's film to do well. It is not a special thing. Mm. It should not be a special thing with family and friends. And invariably, you know, we make friends even in the film industry. And then everybody kind of just starts pushing you along and saying, "No, this was the best thing you did. Yeah, it was different." I think the real friends in the film industry also tell you, or keep it simple and keep it normal. I think that's what actually really helps you and takes the pressure off. That at home, you're a nobody. And as long as you're a nobody with your friends and at home, I think you can be a big star like Brad Pitt outside.
You know, I would imagine that it's not just me. Everyone in this room, I would imagine, wants to know, how do you pick the films that you do? How do you decide what you want to do next as an actor?
Well, for me, it depends a lot about, you know, who's telling the story. You know, it usually starts with a script, a good piece of writing, and the decision to go investigate that. And then I want to surround myself with filmmakers I respect, because we are ultimately putting ourselves in the director's hands, and then you have a real freedom to go explore, to go out as far as you can go, and you know you're in really good hands. So, and at the end of the day, after, I don't know about you, but after doing it so long, I want to do it with friends and people I like, and that seems to be more important, the people I surround myself with, than anything else.
I've said it so often, it's exactly the same thing. I've even said it before that I sometimes don't even want to know the story. As long as the people who are telling the story are people I enjoy working with. As a matter of fact, because now in India, there's so many new filmmakers. Mm. I don't know them. I haven't gotten to know them personally. And it's not just doing it for a friend, but I try to spend a couple of years with them before I start the project.
Sure.
You know, just to be comfortable. I think, after 20, 25 years of work, what matters to you most is the people who are making the film for you and the people that you're trusting with whatever little bit of talent you have. And you say, okay, this is in your hands. Now try and make me look the best you can, and I will completely trust you. And you can only do it with people that you're, you know, kind of easy with, or friends, like you said. I've done that for the last 15 years. I've really never really worked out of what a lot of people call the comfort zone. But it's not the comfort zone. Or maybe you require that comfort to be able to tell a better story.
Good to have talented friends, right?
Mm. Yeah, that's important.
Sure. How long is a shoot on a Bollywood film?
If it's an action dancing film, about 120 days, 140 days. Yeah. Sometimes longer if things go wrong. And if it's a simpler film, then about 70 days.
That's about the same with us. And we don't have dancing.
Right. Yeah.
I would never make it in Bollywood because I can't dance.
No.
I can't. I can't.
We'll make you dance in Bollywood.
Really?
Yeah. We make everyone dance in Bollywood.
I think it'd be the first film and the last.
Do your roles seep into your life? Do they change you? Do they stay with you, or do you discard them?
I guess they kind of feed each other. Your individual life and what you're investigating in a film, it has to in some way. But I quickly discard them and move on to the next. Move on to the next project.
I use a term which I describe a lot of film work, and I call it demotional. Uh-huh. I'm extremely emotional when I'm doing it, and then I'm completely detached once it's over. I need to just move on to. I can't stick on to something. And I've been asked many times, playing this character role, has it changed your life? No, it hasn't. You know, because like he said, it feeds off your experiences, and then you try to put them into a character or a role, and then you just move on. It's your experiences finally. Of course, the quirks that you put in, or any mannerism that needs to be put in, or research into a biopic kind of space. All that, yes. Those, I think, are technicalities as an actor that you learn and work and prep for. But beyond that, no. I do one, and I take a two-hour-long bath on the Friday the movie releases. Try it. It works. 2 hours, and then by Monday, I'm through with it. I don't want to be a part of it anymore. Yeah.
Was there one character that was just hard to wrap your head around, one character more than others, that was difficult to get into?
I'd ask him about Benjamin Button.
Sure.
I'd ask him about a film, I forget the full title, 12 Monkeys.
Yeah.
I found you amazing in that one.
Thank you.
It was fantastic. I don't know how many of you have seen that film. Yeah. He was mind-blowing in that film. I mean, that's where I became a big fan of Brad as an actor. Burn After Reading.
Of course.
And there's lots of them, hundreds of them. But I would ask you, continue with that one. Did Benjamin Button or any of these films?
Those were all, they took a, especially 12 Monkeys, took
yeah,
a
12
lot
Monkeys
of
awesome.
Insanity, locking myself in a room for a couple of weeks, and just seeing how crazy we could get. But no, it's just part of the, I call them all challenging, but it's what we do. I wouldn't say any were difficult. Some, you know, landed better than others, but it just seems part of the process, part of the craft.
You know, I'm going to speak for most of the fans, and I'm going to ask you about Fight Club, Tyler Durden.
No, that was just fun. That was just fun. Yeah. Anytime you know something's irreverent and it's a great piece of writing and a dear friend of mine, David Fincher, directing, and Edward Norton. No, we mainly just laughed. Much like this one, actually.
Sorry for you. Particular character that was hard to wrap your head around?
You know, because we have singing and dancing in our films, more often.
I can't sing either.
You can't. I also don't. I'm Mini Vanelli. They sing it from the back. I just. because they have singing and dancing, it does become as you know, the commercial films, the singing and dancing does come in a set piece, and it's just part of no storytelling. You just have to do it because you have to do it. Maybe in some films, in the background. So you really can't. A lot of people say this, and maybe I'm going to be speaking against them when I say this, but you can't really get into a character if you have to sing and dance every 20 minutes in a film. You know, it's not a musical. It's not been laid out like that. You're not playing, I don't know how you pronounce his name, Bob Fosse. You're not, you know, it's not all that jazz. Somewhere down the line, it's just a song and dance.
Right.
I don't know, I'm sorry to say, how to dance in character. You know, how would a ex-person dance in this? We always do our regular dancing. Mm-hmm. So it becomes difficult mainly when I'm playing a more realistic role. Like, say, My Name is Khan. Mm. But then again, those are the technicalities. It's not something that you can't do. It's challenging, maybe. You spend some time, prep it as well as you can, and hope it lands well, like you said. But no, I can never say it as an actor that, oh, this was so difficult, it took the life out of me. No, I don't think there's been a role like that. All of them are nice. I find the ones which are regular roles, those more difficult to play.
Right.
You know, especially in the Indian commercial scenario that you're just a regular guy and playing it. You know, if they have crutches and stuff, then it's easier to play, I think.
How long do you have to rehearse for a dance number, a set piece? Yeah.
You know, I started off, there was a movie many years ago when I started, about in 94, 95, I released a film called Bazigar. And that was the first time they had a dancing number for me, like a set piece with a lot of dancers. And I went for rehearsals. I went for 4 days of rehearsals, and day and night. I used to go 2 in the afternoon, finish at 4 a.m. in the morning, and I thought I'll kill it. And because the song that I'd done before, I was miserable at on the sets. It was pathetic. And then I came back after 4 days and nights and did the shot, and I was exactly at the same level of misery, and I did it as badly. And so about 20 years, 15 years back, I decided never to rehearse.
Really?
Because I can't get better. So I just, you know, as soon as I come on the sets, I just request the choreographer, I start touching their feet and all. I say, you know, I'm going to just do it this much only, take one shot. So they normally shoot with me, hello. And that's it. So I said, please don't.
He's actually being very modest.
That's good.
Very good.
No, no.
You also invented the Shah Rukh Khan style, haven't you? I mean, there's...
You know, there's a style that is kind of famous now where I put my arms out.
Yeah.
And I do nothing. I just put my arms out.
It's very smart.
Nothing. So whenever anything goes wrong in dancing, whether those complicated steps where you have to do all that. So when they do that, what hip-hop, bebop, what lock and pop. So when they do that stuff, I say, you know what, my character would just stand like this. And they go, yeah,
I'm going to try that in life.
Yeah, please, just stand. That's it.
I'll tell you a story. One time in a film, I had to be an organist, play an organ. An organ, you're playing with all four limbs, hands and feet. I couldn't even get the piano part. Fortunately, they shoot the hands and they cut down and shoot someone else's feet. But I couldn't even get the piano part. I couldn't get both hands. So what we did was, I had the bass line with the left hand. Mm-hmm. And what we did was, we got another guy who could play an organ, whose hand looked close enough, and we cut a hole in the back of my jacket. And he slid his hand through, and I just did this. and he made the thing work. It looks great.
Go on, tell us which movie so we can go back and look.
Tree of Life.
Tree of Life.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.